Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting. And like I said, get involved. Be part of the conversation. If you're part of the conversation, you're getting informed, you'll have a solution or you'll be able to help come up with a solution. Stay away from Twitter when you're trying to figure these things out, any of those things. I mean, these guys even, what is it, the, what is it called, the Babylon Bee? That we all know, you've got to be a flippin' moron not to know that they aren't a satire site or whatever, page. I find it amazing. And people haven't figured it out or got it together yet, you know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, actually. Wow, this is interesting. Yeah, whatever. Chris Wallace was interviewed today, earlier. And I listened to the interview. Yes, I listened to the interview. I don't like the guy. I mean, let's just be honest about it. I do not like the guy. But that's beside the point. And he immediately came out when he was asked about, how it went last night. He felt it went sideways right from the very beginning. I happen to be on the same page as him. But he blamed it all on the president. And he kept talking about how the president came out and kept stepping on Joe and, wouldn't allow Biden to speak. He did say a few times, that he felt that Biden was off, that his responses weren't correct, but the president stepped on him, so nobody actually heard it happen, or not happen, for that matter. So again, when you look at this, and we're going to have Dr. Lomero on later on in the show. When you look at this, who won, who really won, who lost, the joke going around is that Wallace lost. But I don't want us to get to the point, again, you guys know that I support Trump. All right, I support the president is what I support. Let's be honest about it. But he's not infallible, people. Not like he doesn't make mistakes. The problem that he had, and it showed, is all that pent-up anger that he had towards Joe. And I appreciate it. I understand it. But all that pent-up anger he had towards Joe came out. And it's too bad. Because he could have nailed that guy 6 ways to Sunday. And for whatever reason, he chose not to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Love to hear what you have to say. And please don't, some of you called in today. Let's not just spew the party line or spew the Trump MAGA line. I'm not into it. And I really, and now the second debate. Yeah, love this. Do you want to call him a moderator? I don't even know. C-SPAN moderator and anchor, Steve Scully, The problem there, he interned for Biden, and he works for Ted Kennedy. Now, I know it's going to be impossible not to get somebody from one party or the other. I get that. But the deal is, you know, it'd be nice to get somebody, a real mix. Chris Wallace is not, was not, is not conservative of any kind. His dad, and I'm not going to hold the son accountable for the father's sins, but the dad wasn't an honest journalist. Maybe in his later, I don't know about his earlier years, but definitely not in his later years. And he showed his true colors when he came out after George W. False paper. They didn't do their work. They didn't check their facts, but they didn't care. You know, you look at what Harry Reid, when he lied to Mitt Romney about not paying his taxes. We had Dan Pill on the show the other day. You guys need to go back and get that, because I am so tired. Some of you guys have an opinion. You've never filled out anything more than a 1040 EZ form, and you've got an opinion on Trump's taxes. Give me a break. I don't even have an opinion. Now, I know enough because I'm in business. This is a business. I've had a few in my life. I know enough to know that if I have a corporation, I own a corporation, if you would. You don't really own a corporation. It's its own entity. That I am drawing as little as possible from that corporation for a lot of reasons. One is to help it grow. And two, it might not be making the money it should be making or I thought it was going to make. So my salary will be very small. I will therefore pay very little, if nothing, in taxes. When we were growing one of our businesses, I think for 3 or 4 years in a row, we didn't. It's not that we avoided taxes. That's how I love to, the way they say it. Yes, you didn't pay any taxes. What did he, skirt the IRS? Because if you're upset about that, let's go after Sharpton and a whole bunch of others on the left that haven't paid their, truly, honestly, haven't paid their taxes. The IRS is suing Facebook for $9 billion to go after them in back taxes. Don't hear that anywhere. So it's all a game. It's all a political game. So when you say the man has a pay, not true. And again, when you bring in an expert or you sit down with an expert, then as Dan explained it, this is how corporate taxes work. This is how they go off into personal taxes. President paid millions and millions and millions, or his companies paid millions of dollars in taxes. The way it's supposed to be. One of our chat room people said that Wallace did actually win because he did exactly what he was supposed to do. I kind of agree with that. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, don't go far. Pete Santilli joins me after the break. Really, get your coffee, heat it up, come on back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Principal for high school. Scared me. Joe, the senior host, this is the Real Side on DCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, remember I said to you, if you want text alerts, it ain't that hard. It really isn't. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and you can stop at any time. If you can spell the word stop, you can quit anytime you want to. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I don't get this guy on that often, but always a pleasure to have him with me, too. Pete Santilli joins me, host of the Pete Santilli Show. You got to check him out on Range Broadcasting. But you know, check, go to his website first. That's always a great place to start, thepetesantillishow.com. Two guineas on a radio show. This is going to be good. I mean, I'm going to even enjoy this one. How you doing, Pete?
Hey, what's up, Scoon Jill? How you doing?
You know, I was listening to even though I don't like her, but I watch Moonstruck. I got to watch Moonstruck a couple times a year because it just reminds me of, you know, my mom or my aunt and my cousin arguing with each other. You spent the whole day in the kitchen. You know, right? Italian houses should only have kitchens. That's it, because you don't need anything else, right?
You know what? My mom and dad, you know how many, throughout my entire life, they always used to get into an argument in the kitchen, over the stove, at a pot of water, as to how much extra macaroni we had to put in a macaroni or spaghetti, just in case somebody stops by. And all my friends used to show up right at dinner time.
Well, you know the joke, I don't know, you know, again, I don't know how old you are, but there's a joke around, and I thought it was great, and I hadn't really thought about it. I used to go to school every day with a salami sandwich, and I know that sounds kind of weird or, like, stereotypical, but it was true,
yeah,
right? And the kids wanted your sandwich. Yeah, I never understood it.
It's so hilarious, Joe. You know why? Because I used to get made fun of. We weren't allowed to have, American bread was like a treat. I used to have Italian bread, and we'd have mortadella, and my dad used to give me the stinkiest cheese to put in my lunch as a little snack. But I would get made fun of because I always had an Italian bread sandwich.
Oh, yeah. And you could hear that thing across the room when you were chomping into it, couldn't you?
That's hilarious. Salami's
crunchy and stale. But salami. We had salami and mustard, and sometimes I'd get a real slice, a real thin slice, of either provolone cheese or something along those lines to spice it up a little bit. But that was about it. But, you know, and today, what is that? That sandwich is like $18 if you go to the store. Right?
Oh, no kidding. That's like a gourmet sandwich.
Oh, everything. Pasta vasul. The poor man's soup, right? That's $8 to $10 for a bowl of that in some of these restaurants. You've got to be kidding me. This was leftover stuff when I was a kid.
I went to Vegas, and believe me, I'm in the same business you are, so I'm not. I can't afford fine dining. But somebody had paid for a dinner at an Italian restaurant, Chef Mark's in downtown Las Vegas. It was the best authentic Italian food I have had in probably 15 years at least. Yeah, awesome.
You know, I love starting off like this all the time. I went to a restaurant and they had, I'm not going to say it, our American friends won't get it, but it's aglio olio. And it's olive oil with garlic and angel hair pasta. So I said to the waitress, I said, hey, ask the chef if he'll put broccoli heads in there. Just cut up a couple of broccoli heads. And so anyway, he comes out of the kitchen. I figure, oh, God, I screwed up. And he starts speaking to me in Italian. He goes, hey, slow down. I'm not that fast here. It's a Sicilian dish, really. And he was so excited that somebody actually knew that broccoli tastes good in this. I was like, wow, I was nervous at first. I thought he was going to hit me or something, you know?
You know what I had at that Vegas restaurant? Rapini. I had chimmed it up.
Wow.
I swear. Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
So now that we've done our Italian section, I got a couple of guys that come on. We can't get away from that. I know, right? Yeah, bring the cannolis. Actually, leave the cannolis. You can take the body with you. I'm going to eat.
Take the cannolis.
So, the debate the other night. We'll touch on it. I know everybody's touched on it. Let's talk about it a little bit. I mean, I joke about it and say it sounded like two high school boys, you know, fighting over the girl kind of thing. It was just, I think Trump was all with pent-up anger. You've been in those situations like I have where you've been accused of stuff that isn't true, and you just start to get so irritated. You're waiting to lash out at somebody. I think he finally saw the enemy, and all he did was lash out. But give me your thoughts on it.
You know what? We've done over 20... like 2,500 episodes. So we've been broadcasting now for 10 years. Time flies. But there was early on, I would have my, you know, I'd have some adversarial interviews that I would do, and people would come on, and I would always get accused, "You're interrupting, you're interrupting." But I'd say, you know what? Of course I'm going to interrupt. I'm not going to allow you to propagandize my audience. This is my show. I'm not going to let you say that. And normally, you know, if you're debating or, you know, you're a professional radio show host, but it just reminded me early on when I didn't know really how to navigate through that, but I totally understood what President Trump was doing. I want him in there scrapping and not letting Joe Biden get not one bit of leverage over him in front of our listening audience. And Dan Bongino the other day, he pegged it right. This election they're catering to their base. You know, there's no middle of the road. There's no independents that are trying to decide. So you got to cater to them. No. Your base wants you scrapping with Joe. And President Trump's objective was to get Joe to say as many stupid things as he possibly could to cause his base to just leave and not go vote. And I think he did a pretty effective job.
Yeah. I don't see anybody with two brain cells that are working that would vote for Joe Biden based on the way he responds to questions. And look at Pete. Can you imagine if you or I were on the air when Biden was not Biden, Oblamo was debating with any one of the other candidates and telling him to shut up and calling him whatever? Can you imagine? They pull us off the air. They would call us racist dogs or something. But the left gets away with it all the time, don't they?
So disrespectful to the office of the presidency. I was really, really, I was disturbed by that. Although, you know, of course, I'm heavily biased towards President Trump. But the bottom line is, I'm a United States Marine. I have a high respect for the office of the presidency. And when I was criticizing Obama when he was sitting in that seat, I had so much respect. I said, get him out of that seat, you know, get him out. Get him out of that office. But I respected the office of the presidency. Always, yeah. No matter how much I couldn't stand the guy.
I got you. I tell people all the time, we can't have it both ways. We can't say one thing when you have an Obama in office and then try to spin it away when Trump's in the office. We blame them for having double standards. We have to go out of our way, and I've heard your show. You do go out of your way to make sure we don't have double standards. Hold them both. I don't believe Trump is a god. I call him out like you do when he does something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, yeah.
But you have to. Otherwise, what do you look like? A shill, don't you?
Yeah. Also, I think he pays attention. He listens. And if you're not saying something for him to listen to, he thinks it's okay. For instance, he was remember the red flag laws?
All right.
I said, hey, folks,
go pause.
We have an obligation to let him know.
I have commercials. I have to pay for the show. I know you're independently wealthy. I got that.
All right,
anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Don't forget that thought. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. More with Pete Santilli after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
House Democrats approved a $2.2 trillion package of coronavirus relief. The Hill says that the vote happened after last-ditch negotiations between Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin failed to yield a bipartisan agreement. something echoed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News.
I think what's happened here is we've gotten closer to the election. The spirit of bipartisanship on coronavirus that we had in March and April has largely disappeared.
Every Republican voted no. They said the spending levels were too high and money went to some programs not related to the coronavirus. The bill has no chance in the Senate, and the White House opposes the measure. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 35 points. The NASDAQ was higher as well by an even 159 points. The S&P 500 was up by nearly 18 points. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said, ain't that
this couldn't work out any better. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. But really, let me just get back to my buddy, Pete Santilli, host of the Pete Santilli Show. Pete, where do they catch you?
You can go to PeteLive.tv is where you catch our live stream, but ThePeteSantilliShow.com is where we store all of our daily posts, show notes, and stuff like that.
And without giving everything away, I've been telling people that we are switching platforms. You're one of those guys that's also going on a different platform so that YouTube doesn't keep beating the crap out of us and funneling us down and Facebook and the rest of them. We are working the bugs out of a platform that we won't get pulled down from, that we won't. I'm so tired of it because you just had the same thing happen with you with YouTube, right? They nailed you again?
I've lost, as a matter of fact, Alex Jones says that, and he is, that he's the biggest that has been totally deplatformed. But I was one of the first, dating all the way back to 2016 or so. I had a 100,000 subscriber channel. They took me down for quote unquote hate speech, which, you know, same standard. And then I just lost another 40,000 subscriber channel that used to be my backup channel. 40,000 subscribers because I reported that Jack from Twitter gave $11 million to the bail project that delivered a U-Haul to Louisville protests. And they said that that was harassment or something like that.
Harassment?
My whole channel down, yeah. Yeah.
Not reporting the truth is harassment. I 3 years on Vimeo. I was paying for that service. Okay, and 3 years on Vimeo, and within 3 days, they pulled down 3 years worth of videos because the same thing. I was putting out misinformation, and I was quoting CDC numbers from the CDC website. I'm thinking, okay, so they're giving us fake. Are you admitting that they're giving us fake numbers? Is that what you're doing now? Yeah. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. It's, you know, it is just outright election meddling. We're not just going to call it censorship. It's right now election meddling because I lost my channel 30 days before an election, you know, which is horrifying, isn't it?
Yeah. You've had it happen to you. Facebook pulled my first big page. They pulled it down. We had tens of thousands of people following it. We were getting 200,000 views an hour on there and gone, like overnight, just gone. No explanation. And people don't realize that. Look, I'm in for, you know how to fight. I know you. I know how to fight.
I tell people, you can't fight Facebook. We gave them too much power. And unless somebody leaves them in mass, we gave them way too much power.
We did. So, they're actually, Silicon Valley's more powerful than all three branches of our government.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know who told me that? James O'Keefe from Project Veritas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fighting. That guy's a fighter.
Oh.
No.
Talk about a guy that deserves to be able to come out swinging and get away with it. He should. They treat him like crap. And I love it because the trolls on the left always, you know, when I talk about Veritas and I play some of the videos, I go, what are you putting up a criminal like that for? Wait a minute. How is he a criminal? Explain that one to me. So he catches Planned Parenthood doing exactly what they say they're not doing, what they've swore they're not doing, and he's the criminal? Wow. This is pretty cool. They've really screwed with our heads, haven't they?
Oh, they have. They've so demonized him. They said that, and you know, he's got some great attorneys as well. He wins every single one of his cases, which is beautiful. They disparage him. They try to attack him, but, you know, that means you're over the target, right?
Oh, yeah. Look, any guy that's taken a lot of flack like you, me, and a few others, you know that you've hit that pot, you've hit that spot. You've hit that spot they want you to get away from. They're petrified of you even knowing about some of this stuff because they know you're going to make it a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know a little bit about my story. They got they were so afraid of me, they actually stuck me in a box for a little bit of time.
Yeah, give the short version of that story because I want to get onto something else, but I want people to know who maybe they haven't heard you before.
Very, very short. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be self-publishing a book. Right now I have it. I have our campaign park at recruitinggunman.com. But it tells a story about basically was doing exactly what we're doing right here. Reporting the truth, you know, in independent media. But they accused me of broadcasting for the purposes of recruiting gunmen, quote, end quote. That's what they indicted me for that, and they made up bogus charges, and they falsified evidence, just like you're seeing right now with, against the Trump administration, the whole Russia collusion thing.
Yep.
But this was the Bundy Ranch story. Long story short, they falsely accused me. We were just about a month ago exonerated by a liberal Ninth Circuit court saying the whole thing was a fraud. But,
wow, the Ninth Circuit. If you got
liberal Ninth Circuit said that the government was fraudulent in their indictment. Yep.
Wow. Well, I mean, look at that. We need more of those wins. We need to see more of those wins. We need to see more of these things being overturned. You know, now you are a member of the Proud Boys. Right?
Yes.
And all we get to hear about the Proud Boys is what, you know, CNN, mainstream media shoving down our throats. Fox won't even touch it. They just kind of dance around it. Tell me what the Proud Boys are, what they're all about, and then why they got such a bad name.
You know, which is why I'm a member of the Proud Boys. Here I joined the local chapter. You know, for the past several years, I had been working with them and reporting. Like Will Johnson, he was out on the West Coast. He was in Portland. And he was going to, for instance, he was going to Joey Gibson's prayer rallies in downtown Portland that were permitted, and then they would go out on a march, and they would do so fearlessly where Antifa was threatening them, and Proud Boys would go there and protect them. So I literally had firsthand knowledge that these guys were patriots, that were protective. They were actually practicing what they preached, that they're, you know, high-level advocates for the First Amendment. They're not afraid of the threats of violence with Antifa. They got a whole bunch of beef-eating, you know, real men out there that are very, very protective. They're kind of like a security force, in a sense, for our Constitution. But I saw what the media was doing to them. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to join my local chapter here in Cincinnati. I'm going to do my darndest to help take that narrative back. So that's been my role with the Proud Boys. And then we just saw what happened within the past 48 hours, how they're getting so demonized by the leftists. They're afraid of us.
Well, listen, they're afraid. And again, I'm just going to take it a different direction. We're going to come back to this. But it's just like with this whole thing with Christianity, and now you've got a justice, or I believe she's going to be a justice, who is, oh, my God, you ready for it? She is a practicing Catholic, one that actually believes in the religion that she follows. And we can't have that because, you know, the government doesn't want you to put any gods before them, right? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. They want to be the supreme power, the supreme being. Listen to us. We'll feed you. We'll take care of you. You don't need that God thing. They're so far out in left field with this. And, you know, people, if you really think that they're going to allow you to have your freedom of religion if Joe Biden gets in, you are sadly, sadly mistaken. Right, Pete?
Oh, absolutely. You remember back in the day we'd go get, I don't know if you ever did, but when I first got out of the Marine Corps, I was working for manufacturing companies when I was real young. They never asked me what my religion was. And they didn't say, oh, my goodness, you're Roman Catholic. You know, is that going to spill over into your job? We've never been asked that. And guess what? Every single job that you and I have ever had, there have been people with multiple religions and personalities and so on and so forth. But nobody was asked, oh, you know what? We're only going to hire Jews today, you know. But we can't hire Roman Catholics because those Roman Catholics are radicals. Today, now that's a pre-qualifier for a job? It's highly discriminatory. So unconstitutional to even consider, you know, her religion and how it's going to impact the job.
Yeah, but you know, go back to the days of JFK. I was talking about this today. They were worried, when I say they, the Republicans and others, were worried that JFK was going to have to answer to the Pope and the American people. So they kind of, in a soft way, they went after him, right? Mm. And who defended him? The Democrats. The Democrats came to his rescue and said, no, you can't use that as a, you know, as a qualifier for him being president or not. And now, what's happened to these people, right?
Yeah, they're not Democrats, though. They're Marxists, and Marxists are godless, and they had to have you worshiping their god of the government. They got to take, I mean, Marx himself, you know, was very well written as a, he went from a Christian to a, you know, practicing Satanist, and to take God out of the lives of, you know, of the working force, of course, was an important objective of his. And there, you can see them implementing that right now here in the U.S. of A.
You know, it's interesting that, the USA Today put a story out, and one of the lines in the story is that the Proud Boys have a history of tolerating racism among their ranks. I would tell them you could replace Proud Boys with Democrats. The Democrats have a history of tolerating racism. Look at Omar, right? AOC. I mean, we go to Presley. We go down the whole list. Got to go for a quick break. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Be back with Pete Santilli in just a minute.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold.
Okay, here we go. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'll bet you he knows the answer to this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, if you want to text me during the show, you can simply, no, you can't text me, but you can email me during the show, joe@therealside.com. If you want to have text alerts, if you like me and you hate emails, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring them on. Pete Santilli joins me, the Pete Santilli Show, host of the Pete Santilli Show. And Pete, again, when can they grab your show and where can they grab it?
9 a.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time at PeteLive.tv. Actually, you can, I have text alerts. You can text RANGE to 81257. That's a great way to stay connected with us because we send you a link to our link page. So, yeah,
cool.
There you go.
No, I think we got to try to get our message out. I mean, we can. We were talking about how social media blocks us at times. And my listeners were telling me that when they signed up for the mail, when our email blast went out, they would get a notice from Google that this was coming from a known spam site. All right. Now, they signed up for the mail. So it wasn't like, we're just buying mail lists because I don't believe in buying mail lists. And Google was telling them, hey, this could be bad. We can't win that way. They'll figure it out in the texting, too, eventually, I'm sure. But
You know what Facebook's doing now? Their AI box. As soon as you post up a show, you put the title in there, and then you drop your links in the description. Now Facebook is telling me your link has been blocked. It's been known to have, coronavirus or whatever it says, Your link is known to spread coronavirus,
So my second page, the true story, okay? I mean, no embellishment here. I'm in the middle of a rant on Zuckerberg, and I'm talking about, he wants everybody to have a salary, what was it called, a base salary for everybody. I'm going, this guy who stole this company to begin with, this guy could pull this money out of his cookie jar and pay everybody. Why put it on us? If he really thinks it's going to work, tell him to grab the state of California. He can feed all of them. If it doesn't work out for him, so be it. I'm telling you, in the middle of my rant, page went away. Gone.
Did it? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So don't tell. It's not that, and people think, you think they're listening to you? No, to your point. They have algorithms that pick things up.
Universal basic income, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Now, can I tell you a true story about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
When people were, it's funny because one of my guys, he's my video editor, he said, can you imagine if I went on unemployment right now, I'd get paid more than I'm getting paid here. And he sit home. And he said, that's stupid. He said, who wants to sit at home and get paid? Like, just taking away the incentive of somebody to go out and provide, for themselves and give them, some sort of a, gratification, for their earning. To hand people money, I mean, that's just gray state stuff. Everybody just staying home. Doing what? Playing video games. I don't know. What are they going to do?
Well, if you're not making any decent money, the way it was here in California, if you went on unemployment, you truly could be pulling down almost a grand a week between the Fed money and the state money. Why the heck would I go back to work? And forgive me, I love waitresses. Don't get me wrong. I like people bringing food to my table when I'm eating. But if you're a waitress trying to get by, you're not working at one of those highfalutin places, and all of a sudden the government says, stay home, and I will give you $600 to $700 a week. I'm like, hey, I don't have to buy new sneakers anymore. I'm good, right?
Yeah, as long as I don't have to sling a hip for a buck. Absolutely. Right?
Right, and this is what they're doing to us, Pete, when they don't want us to go to church because they don't want us to be together. They don't want us talking about this. They don't want us lifting each other up. They're keeping the kids out of school because you want the people depressed, down in the dumps, and almost suicidal. And if you're totally dependent on the government, they got you. Where are you going to go? Everybody wants to eat and feed their family. What are you going to do, right?
Mm-hmm. I flew to Las Vegas. And I'm sitting towards the back of the plane, and I'm looking at all the people sitting in all the chairs and everybody wearing their masks. And the mask issue is a separate thing. But I said to myself, can you imagine if we all went to church, we'd be arrested?
That's right. Everybody's sitting in that plane.
Everyone's sitting in that plane. If we dared go to church, we'd go to jail. Right, for being, terrorists or whatever. They're arresting people for going to church. But here we are crammed into this, this vessel,
But wait a minute. You're going into, you got to put a mask on and all this other stuff, and you go into the supermarket, and you got these kids running around, and then you got these people, everybody's touching my melons, my bananas, my melons, my zucchini, they're all touching. I'm sorry, you're telling me that person washed their hands properly before they went to the supermarket? They didn't sneeze on their hands in a car, right?
No, I told somebody at the grocery store the other day, they said, you don't wear a mask? And I said, let me tell you, a doctor and a state senator told me that putting a mask on to keep coronavirus, from spreading is like putting a chain link fence up trying to keep gnats out of your backyard. Stupid.
Here's the other thing. Basic science. Okay, I didn't go on to college. I don't have a degree in anything. And I remember in school that if you were hyperventilating, right, if you were nervous, if you were anxious, what did you do? You put a paper bag in front of your mouth, you breathe your own air in because it gave you less oxygen and calmed you down. But the part gave you less oxygen intake. Hello, anybody home?
On that airplane, flight to Vegas, it was like 4 hours. Like 2.5 hours into it, you could only take your mask off to maybe eat some corn nuts or whatever. but I had a massive, and I mean massive, headache. And I know, I knew it was from breathing all of my CO2, you know?
I had to go to a meeting 2 weeks ago where I had to actually sit there for 90 minutes with a mask on. And it didn't happen right away, but an hour later, hour and a half later, yeah, I had the same thing, had a massive headache. So you can't tell me, and there's a lot of other people doing the same thing, that this stuff is not bad for you. But maybe they haven't been able to dumb us down before, and now this is their way of dumbing us down, I guess. I don't really even know at this point.
Watch this. You can see it on video. I'm going to pull my shirt up over my face, right? One time I forgot my mask, and I was running into a store, and somebody said, "You need a mask on." And I pulled my shirt up over my face. And they said, "No, you can't do that." And I said, "Oh, you got to pick the type of mask I'm going to wear now. You got to tell me what, you know, that my shirt is not as good as that other cloth mask that I had, you know, in my pocket. Now you want to tell me which kind of mask I need to wear?" So stupid. Listen,
I have my Trump 2020 mask on, right? Mm-hmm. And it says, "Keeping us safe and great." And here's my attitude. I know this is the guinea in me, right? If you're going to force me to wear this mask, I'm going to force you to look at a name you don't want to even say. And I love it. Sometimes I'm in line, and the cashiers are looking at me like, "Really? You're really going to wear that in here?" I go, "Yeah, actually I am." You know? So, go ahead.
MAGA. Oh, I hate this. My MAGA mask.
Oh God, you know. All right, so. You, I'm going to get back to the Proud Boys for a second, okay?
Yeah.
How did they get the bad name? How did they get tagged with being, a racist, homophobic, nasty group?
I've had it done to me three separate occasions. You ready? Yeah. There was a group of patriots that went to Bundy Ranch in 2014 because... You know, just because the Obama administration was pointing guns at, you know, unarmed men and women, and a whole bunch of patriots showed up. These are just patriots. They're like, you know, we call them deplorables these days. Holy red hat wearing MAGA patriots show up there, God fearing, praying people. But they called them domestic terrorists. They called them white nationalists and racists. They called Clive and Buddy. What they do is they take these movements. They have to demonize them and anchor them to something so derogatory that you would never want to support it, right? To break this group of people that have stood up that one moment they're on Fox News getting, you know, some adoration for their stance and their patriotism to, "Oh, my goodness, they're all a bunch of racists. We can't associate with them." That was the first one. Second time was at Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. A bunch of patriots. You know, went to take a look at what was going on at the Malheur. You know, there were some protesters that went in there, and they took a stand and got a lot of international media coverage. While they were all described as a bunch of white nationalists, racist, gun-toting, domestic terrorists, you got to demonize them. Now, in that particular instance, in both instances, actually, the reason why they do that is because the public needs to accept it when they go in and kill them. Okay.
Yep.
That's sad, but it's true. They did it at Waco. They did it at Ruby Ridge. They did it at Bundy Ranch. They did it at Malheur. So I'm concerned about why they're doing this to the Proud Boys. But the Proud Boys, I'm going to tell you, are Trump supporters. It's a powerful, powerful movement of a bunch of testosterone-filled, you know, beef-eating beer drinkers. It's a fraternal organization that supports President Trump. They have to put that moniker on them that they're racist so that nobody will want to join it or associate with it, or they want to make President Trump look bad. You know what? Here's one huge point that I need to make about this. You know how dangerous it is for somebody like me to be called, you know, I'm a Proud Boy member, I'm a talk show host, but let's say I go out to a flag-waving rally and somebody looks at me and I've got like a Proud Boy shirt on or something like that. And they automatically target me as a racist, white nationalist, so on and so forth. And it puts my life in danger, and that applies to everybody in the Proud Boys. I haven't run into any white nationalists or white supremacists. I wouldn't associate with any of them.
Yeah, it's sick. But you know what? To your point, it's what makes them nervous. Look at real quick. Tell people where they can find your show again.
PeteLive.tv. Be sure to go to recruitinggunman.com and take a look and support the self-publishing of my book. Absolutely.
Hey, get back to me later on. We'll put that on our email blast list. We got like